Industrial Talk Podcast. Go big in just 6 minutes a day. Building a legacy of success in a rapidly changing industrial market.
Hi, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. I am so glad that you are here. Thank you very much for joining. You know my name is Scott McKenzie. We only have 6 minutes. Let's get going and let's make it a great day. Singing capabilities. Nah, that's not it. I'm so glad that you're here. Absolutely excited about this particular topic. I want to give the shout out real quick to ActiveCampaign CRM. Fantastic product, great price point, and does everything that I want it to do. That is the solution that I use. Look at it, ActiveCampaign, great people, great product, make it happen. Okay, 6 minutes. So we're going to talk a little bit. I learn better, just FYI, by analogies. Now, this might be a corny analogy. You might think, oh, gosh, Scott, what's this all about? But anyway, we're going to go down that road anyway, whether you like it or not. We're going to be talking about hamburgers versus sliders. And I don't care where you stand on that. I'm a sliders guy just because, and we'll tell you why I'm a sliders guy. But hamburgers versus sliders and, you know, just little bites. And how that translates into your marketing approach from an industrial perspective. So let's just go there. Okay. So some days I go to a restaurant and I say, man, I want a hamburger. And then I get that hamburger and it's like, boom, it's huge. It's got stuff and layers and all that stuff. It looks delicious. It's fine. But then I think, can I consume that? And I'll think to myself, doggone it, I'll take a bite and I might just get all buns. And it's not as good as it could be if I could just get a delicious big bite out of that. I'm a hamburger guy too. Anyway, you know, I eat. I'm committed to my eating, quite frankly. So I'm thinking to myself, well, and maybe I just can't finish it. My eyes are bigger than my stomach. And I, you know, it's just not the right time. But if I get sliders and it's cut in, and it's like four little hamburgers, but four little tasty hamburgers that equal that one big hamburger. But you know, every bite is not overwhelming. Every bite is delicious because I can get the right amount of pickles and cheese in every little bite. And it's delicious, right? And I can quickly consume it. I can feel victorious and say, yeah, I got that, man. I did that. And it won't weigh me down. It's digestible. So let's take that analogy and apply it to your digital approach or strategy, because we've talked about it and we're going to summarize it, but let's say you got that process. All I'm asking today, all I am requiring or just expecting a little bit is that we make little bites of our digital approach to you and your company. And I want to make sure that you say, okay, ask this question about what you are communicating out there. Is it one, is it overwhelming to the eyes? If I look at that, if I go to my platform and I see just a bunch of stuff and I'm going, oh my gosh, it's like that big hamburger. It comes out on that platter and it's like, whoa, I can't eat that. I can't even begin to consume that. Same thing with that digital approach. It's like, okay, how does it look to my eyes? And if it's overwhelming, I'm not going to go down that road. The same thing exists with that digital marketing approach. And then if it looks delicious, if it's got the right components and it's like, yeah, it looks delicious. Every little bit is just right there and it looks delicious. You got to ask that question from that perspective. Can your, you know, the people who follow you, can they consume that information quickly? Because the sliders, man, I'm consuming it quickly. And it's amazing that those four sliders equal that one big hamburger. But for whatever reason, I can consume those sliders with no problem. I walk away feeling pretty doggone good. So the same thing has to happen for your digital marketing communication, and that is it consumable? Is it quickly consumable? Because we're only talking a little snap, 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 very quick. And can it be digested quickly? Here are the reasons why. If I look at that thing and I say, okay, I got it. It's not overwhelming to the eye. Looks delicious. I love it. I can consume it and digest it. The reality is I'm going to say, I know what they're talking about. I'm going to dive deeper. I'm going to go deeper. And I'm going to find out a little bit more about what they're posting, what they're communicating, that human element of what you guys are going to try to pursue. Does that make sense? Because if you don't, we are here, you are there to help your customers succeed, right? And to be able to create content in little bites that are not overwhelming to the eyes, like a big burger, that is looking delicious, it looks good, the colors are good, the font and all that stuff, that whole thing looks good, and that it's quickly consumable and then finally digestible, you're helping your customer out. And that's what's really important, because that's what we're all about, right? It's helping your customers at any possible, because it's about them, not about you. It's not about you. Everything that you do on your digital process, your policies, your strategies have to be focused on the customer and helping that customer. No ifs, ands, or buts, right? Because we've got to do that. And without that, well, you know, not doing much. Look at that, man, 6 minutes. Okay. Quickly. Don't make your post. Don't make your communications overwhelming in the eyes. Make it delicious, quickly consumable, and then finally digestible. Do that today. And then tomorrow we're going to be talking about another food analogy, because that's what it's all about. Thank you very much once again for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. I'm so glad that you are here. Check out Active Campaign. Great product, good people. They'll help you out. So thank you very much. Talk to you tomorrow.